And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to Bear Internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to a tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also by Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Kiro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building repairs your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris oversaw the arraignment of Clifford Ray Amos. Mr. Amos faces charges from June 15, 2026, including carrying a concealed weapon, a felony, operating while intoxicated with a minor under 16, and an open container violation. For the misdemeanor charges, a not guilty plea was entered, and a preliminary examination for the felony is scheduled for July 7, 2026 at 2 p.m., following a probable cause conference on July 2, 2026, the prosecution requested a $10,000 bond, citing a prior felony conviction and current allegations. The defense requested the bond remain at $3,500, noting Mr. Amos's court appearance history and parental responsibilities. Judge Ferris maintained the bond at $3,500, requiring $350 for release. Conditions include no alcohol or controlled substance use and compliance with pretrial services for testing and monitoring. Attorney Michelle Siv has been appointed to represent Mr. Amos. Also in district court, Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment of Jennifer Lynn Ruth. Ms. Ruth faces a misdemeanor charge of driving with a suspended, revoked, or denied license, an offense alleged to have occurred on or about June 15th of this year. The pretrial penalties include up to 93 days in jail or a $500 fine. Ms. Ruth, represented by attorney Tammy Salins, for the arraignment, stood mute, resulting in a plea of not guilty being entered on her behalf. Attorney Kyle Omar has been appointed to represent her for the remainder of the proceedings. Key dates in the case include June 30th, 2026, by which the prosecutor must provide a plea offer and discovery. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 14th of 2026 at 9 a.m., which Ms. Ruth is required to attend in person. A $3,500 personal recognizance bond was set, meaning no funds are required today. Standard bond conditions apply, including a prohibition against leaving Michigan without court consent. However, an exception was granted for Ms. Ruth to travel to Ohio for medical appointments within the next 2 weeks. She must inform pretrial services of her travel dates and destinations. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor, Tri-County Equipment, with your obituaries, and following that, your message from AVS Broadband.
Don't waste your time shopping for ag equipment through online auctions. Head to your nearest Tri-County Equipment location and ask about their wide selection of pre-owned equipment, including pre-owned tractors, implements, sprayers, combines, and more. When you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment, you're not just buying equipment, you're buying with confidence. Tri-County knows the history of the equipment you're purchasing. Why buy online without truly knowing what you're getting?
Plus, you don't have to worry about expensive auction fees when you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment. To check their inventory, visit TriCountyEquipment.com. Call your local Tri-County salesperson or stop into your nearest Tri-County Equipment location.
Don't miss your chance to save big at Tri-County Equipment. Get to your local Tri-County Equipment and lock in your savings before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
There are no obituaries to report at this time.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
And we are back with your national and international news. The National Transportation Safety Board has launched a full investigation into a fatal crash involving a Tesla vehicle that struck a residential home, killing a woman inside. The driver has reportedly claimed that the vehicle was operating on its autopilot system at the time of the collision. Federal investigators are working alongside local mechanics to extract data logs from the vehicle's computer to verify the driver's claims and check for any hardware or software anomalies. The tragic incident is raising fresh scrutiny over the regulation and safety oversight of semi-autonomous driving technologies on public roads. Federal aviation regulators are also investigating a series of weekend travel scares, including a near miss on the runway at Boston's Logan Air National Airport. Officials report that two commercial jets came dangerously close to a potential collision during a taxiing sequence, forcing pilots to take sudden, evasive braking action. Compounding the weekend's travel anxieties, a separate commercial flight was forced to make an emergency landing after an engine caught fire midair. No serious injuries were reported in either incident, but the FAA is promising a top-to-bottom review of airport ground control systems and carrier maintenance logs. And tens of millions of voters in Colombia were headed to the polls today in a pivotal presidential election that could fundamentally reshape the nation's political landscape. The high-stakes vote is taking place amid a volatile backdrop of surging regional violence and a sharp spike in domestic cocaine production. The election also follows major geopolitical ripples from the recent U.S. capture of former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in their neighboring territory. International observers are monitoring the polling stations closely, warning that the outcome will heavily influence regional security and future anti-narcotics cooperation with Washington. And Bolivian President Rodrigo Paz has officially declared a national state of emergency following weeks of intensifying anti-government protest and debilitating road blockades. The demonstrations, sparked by economic hardships and political gridlock, have paralyzed the country's transport infrastructure and choking off major supply lines to the capital. The emergency declaration grants broader powers to the military to clear the blockades and restore public order, raising deep concerns among human rights monitors about potential clashes between security forces and civilian protesters. We'll be right back after this message from our final sponsor, Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.